For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a letter to the president, Defense Secretary James Mattis has resigned. He said, quote, "Because you have a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned than yours," end quote. The announcement comes a day after the president tweeted that he was ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. forces in Syria. And now there's word he's seeking a similar withdrawal in Afghanistan. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller insists, resignation aside, Mattis and the president got along very well.
The media that's having this hysterical reaction to James Mattis retiring is the same media in many cases, the same politicians in many cases, who cheered our nation into a war in Iraq that had turned out to be an absolute catastrophe.
Miller said President Trump was elected to get our foreign policy back on the right track. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.